those things you weren't supposed to do. Yes, in my, they were talking to you. There were all of those words that you shouldn't have said, like a dagger thrown, carry weight of lead. Living on a high note, living on a high note, living on a high note. Listen now that it's known, and the way it's been shown. Yes, and my, you have grown. Gather all of the rain and every ounce of pain. Wash the dirt and dust down the drain.
I love her.
Yes.
I asked one time when I met her, I just said, I want to talk to you, yes, but will you hug me? And she did.
Wow. There you go.
Great Mavis Staples. We'll talk about her in a few minutes. Sean Stone is here. He is the digital editor of The Alt, which you can find online, thealt.com. And it is always a pleasure to have him here. And good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well.
All right. Now, what have you seen?
Kitty, which is a movie about... Yep, it's a documentary about cats in Istanbul.
Oh, all right.
Where there are hundreds of there's like 100,000 cats running around Istanbul, stray cats. And it follows seven of them and the humans that they interact with.
And this is a documentary.
It's a documentary. Okay. It's 75 minutes long, which is always a hook for me. But the cats are delightful, and it's a really interesting look at the culture of a city and how people interact with animals and the various situations that they're in. And you look at it and it's like, one, there isn't a single animal advocacy organization in the United States who would endorse this. And two, most cities you couldn't have this. And I don't know what that says about us, but it's nothing good, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know?
Nothing good.
And it's a delightful portrait of Istanbul. You know, you get to see about seven different neighborhoods.
Are the cats cute?
Oh, of course. The cats are delightful.
All right. Sounds good to me.
There you go.
Next.
Okay, tonight at Cafe Lena, it's singer-songwriter Liz Longley. That's at 7 o'clock in Saratoga Springs. Also, tonight through Sunday, they are showing They Live at the Madison Theater. That's John Carpenter's classic horror film in which the world is revealed to be, if you wear the magic sunglasses, the world is revealed to be controlled by hideous aliens.
Wasn't Rowdy Roddy Piper in that movie?
He's the star. I came here to kick butt and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum. Yes, there's like a 15-minute sequence with a wrestling match with Keith David. It's like the movie stops so we can have a WWE scene.
So in other words, you're saying it's delightful and perfect and you should go see it.
It's an awesome movie. And the funny thing was, when I was looking for images from the film to run in the paper, half of the images that came up are memes of like Trump and Kellyanne Conway being revealed as as these aliens from They Live, which was very funny. So I would say look for that. You'll get a chuckle.
Oh, good. All right. Thank you.
Friday night at the 8th Step at the Underground at Proctor's, it's singer-songwriter Kate Campbell. This is such a last-minute show. As of yesterday, it still wasn't on the Proctor's website, but it's happening.
All right.
So be advised, Kate Campbell at the 8th Step on Friday. Saturday, there is something called Capital Trash Invasion 2 at the Fuse Box in Albany, and I mention this because the names of the bands are hilarious. It's all surf rock, garage rock, sort of power punk, that kind of music, and they're all bands from New York State. And there's Tex Raylor's Doomtown, the Televisionaires from Rochester, Harmonica Lewinsky, and many more.
Harmonica Lewinsky.
Yes, it's musical, isn't it?
I like that. Okay.
And then also Saturday night at 8 o'clock, as the music we heard coming in, the great Mavis Staples is going to be at the Hunter Center at Mass MoCA, which is just
good stuff.
Show sells itself. I don't have to say anything.
No. Just blows the roof off the joint and goes home.
Exactly. Sunday, the de Blasio's Chamber Music Series comes back to the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls with the Hyperion String Quartet. That's Sunday at 3 p.m. For the family, there is the New York Theater Ballet's Sleeping Beauty at the Egg Sunday, also at 3 o'clock. That's the condensed version for the kids, you know, so they don't have to sit through the two-hour version when they're squirmy and, you know. This is adjusted for them.
Yeah.
Sunday night at Helsinki Hudson, it's Langhorne Slim, great rootsy Americana artist. Monday, Mitsuko Yoshida will be at the Union College Concert Series at the Union College Memorial Chapel at 7 o'clock. She is a premier pianist. She is a recognized genius at playing Schumann and Beethoven, and it's going to be a fantastic concert. She's actually doing another one next week, too. This is a treat for Schenectady. Monday night at the Irish American Heritage Museum, Helena Byrne will be telling tales of Irish fairy folk and the wee people. And she's supposed to be terrific.
I assume she has the accent.
I believe she's actually from there.
Okay, all right. Comes right on.
And that's at the Irish American Heritage Museum, Albany, Monday at 7 o'clock. And there is a gang of movies opening. Wilson, which stars a painfully honest middle-aged misanthrope, clearly is the one that's most appealing to me. And I love Woody Harrelson. He's great. Laura Dern is in it as his estranged wife. So it's a great cast. Land of Mine, which was the Danish entry for Best Foreign Language Film.
Yes, that's right.
Did not win.
No.
But it's a World War II drama.
I did see that. It's very affecting.
Is it?
Yeah.
And then the other side of the spectrum, we have Power Rangers.
Equally affecting.
Have you seen the trailer?
I haven't seen the full trailer. I've seen there's a TV commercial.
Okay, there's a full trailer that literally waits until the last 45 seconds to reveal it's about Power Rangers. They try to make you think this is an edgy movie about teenagers who get superpowers. And then,
surprise,
it's the Power Rangers. So we'll see how that goes over. Then you have The Last Word, which stars Shirley MacLaine as a mean old lady who hires Amanda Seyfried to write her obituary. And Seyfried goes around and interviews her friends and family and discovers that everyone hates her. It's a comedy. And then we have Chips, which is Dax Shepard's adaptation of the old late 70s TV show as a comedy. So if you're a Chips fan, you probably won't like it. But I guess Eric Estrada is in it, and Kristen Bell and Michael Pena, and
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I like my 70s dramas taken somewhat seriously, or at least as seriously as they were taken in the 70s.
There you go.
I just want to make a quick note because I have a minute. We're going to be talking to David Sally in the next hour, a postmodernist painter, considered actually one of the world's most celebrated postmodernist painters, and he's going to be part of our Creative Life series, which is with the New York State Writers Institute, and we'll be speaking tonight at the Recital Hall in the Performing Arts Center on the Uptown campus.
It's a great room.
At SUNY Albany. It is a beautiful room, and we'll be talking to him about his creative life as well as his book of essays, How to See, Looking, Talking, and Thinking About Art. So that will be taking place. We'll be talking to him in the next hour, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's
terrific.
It's
an event that will be going on tonight.
Tonight.
Yes, tonight at 7 o'clock. So, Sean, thank you very much for being with us. Always a pleasure. We'll see you next week.
You're welcome.
Which of those movies are you going to go see?
I'm definitely going to see Wilson, probably the Shirley MacLaine movie.
All right. I want you to review Chips. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.